Mira, this is mira, this
Women
is a
and
firefighter.
go rage vav going through vav.
Then
Rage
somebody
hate.
played that for Landau.
Rage hate Dalit.
Rage hate Dalit going all the way through rage vav, still vav including vav.
Okay. Okay, again, Simon Reishay Dine Sudas Havra. So the Dinim of Suda of a Havra. So that's the first Suda that the Oval has to have after the funeral.
I hate this kid.
What do you say, Sif Dalid? Dalid, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Isha, a woman, Ain La Noshim La Havris Oisa. A woman who's an Oval should not have men. Men should not be feeding her. Ela Noshim Mavris Oisa. The women should be feeding her. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Hey, im nikvara mace belaila. If the mace died at night, im roitza lechol belaila. So then, if the oval wants to eat at night, also loy lechol. I mean, if he was buried at night, sim roitza lechol belaila. If he wants to eat at night, also loy lechol mishaloi. He's not allowed to eat his own. Ela mavrin oisa. You have to feed him. Same thing. What we said. The first meal has to come from other people. The main roitza lechol belaila. If he doesn't want to eat at night, also lechol beyoyim suda rishoyna mishaloi. Then he can't eat the first meal from himself either. Because the day goes after the night, and it is considered the first day. So basically, it would be advisable if somebody has a kfura at night, like in Eretz Yisrael or in Muncie, that they should eat something that night so that they don't have to deal with this issue with breakfast. Let's say the mace gets buried on Erev Shabbos 9.5 hours into the day. Shaz also look for a suda, then you're not allowed to eat a suda. So now what do you do? Same Avinoisim if they covered Shabbos, you don't give him a suda sabra, but he can't eat anything until Friday night. Meaning once he hits Friday night, then it's allowed. Zain, Mavran al Shmuel Kroiva, you do a suda sabra on a Shmuel Kroiva. Meaning on that's right when the person dies. He finds out right away. Okay. But there's no suddas on Shmur Rechaika, meaning if somebody doesn't find out about the death till much later. Shama Shmur Kroiva b'Shabbos. Let's say he hears a Shmur Kroiva on Shabbos, meaning he hears on Shabbos that a relative died. We're not mavering him, and he eats his own food. Also on Sunday you don't do Havram because that's not the day that he heard it already. So Mamela, here he is, he's out from that. All right. So we don't basically Shabbos knocks off all these dinim. Somebody who had a relative die and he got buried on Yom Tov. There's no suddas of brother either. You don't do it after Yom Tov either, since it's already nitcha. But if it was buried on Chol HaMoed, then we are mavrin. But what he does, he sits on a chair because there's no avelus on Chol HaMoed. I think we had that already. I mean, there is avelus, but only avelus betzina. So he sits on a regular chair next to the table. Gedarki ain avelus b'cholamoyed because there's no avelus on cholamoyed. Fine test. Are you knowing Lasanis b'yom misas Talmud Chacham? There was a minig to die on the to fast on the day of Talmud Chacham died. Fine. Simin reish v'av dine shmur kroiva shmur rechayka. Like that's what we just mentioned. There's something called a Shmua Kroiva, which is hearing about it, hearing the news relatively soon after the death. And then there's Shmua Rechaika, which is not hearing it until much later. So, Uvoy Yud Aleph Sifim, and there's 11 Sifim here. So, Mishabal Aleph, Mishabal Le Shmua Shemesla Karav Shuchayv L'Savalov. Somebody hears the news that is a relative that he's chayev to have avelus. And balei b'soch shloishim, so if they come within 30 days, meaning he finds the news out within 30 days, afilu b'yom shloishim atzma, even on the 30th day itself, or is a shmua kroiva, that's called a close shmua, meaning he heard it properly, v'kereya, he tears gri v'chayev, linnog shiva yimei avelus, m'yom shigia loya shmua, and he needs to sit shiva from those days. V'gam avelus shenoyeg b'shloishim, and then avelus that is noyeg in the shloishim, he also counts from from when he heard. So he's going to keep Shleishim from when he finds out the news. And the day he hears it has the regular Dina of Yom HaKfuras with Sudas Havra and not putting on tefillin, etc. The 30-day count for the Shmua Kroiva gets counted from the day of the burial, not from the day of the Misa. Let's say he hears about it after 30 days. That's called a distanced Shmua. And he does not need to sit Shiva only for an hour. Like we mentioned, this is what they do for the elderly. Doesn't make them as he heard during the day, but or what he heard at night, and he was knowing 1 hour. Daya, that's enough. Even on a parent. And for Kriya, Ayin La'el, Simon Kuf Tzadihe, for parents, you tear. And for other relatives, you don't tear. Ach, tvarim shenoygin al avav al imay kol shneim asachodesh noyig gabe shmur rechayka. But of course, the avelus of the year, he's noyig shmur rechayka. Moini yud beis chaydesh meyam amisa, and he counts 12 months from the day of death. Vimbaloy hashmua, meaning not from the day he finds out. Vimbaloy hashmua meavav imay lachu yud beis chaydesh. Let's say he finds out after a year that his parents died. Ein noyig avelus ela shoachas. He's not noyig avelus only 1 hour. And that's also for things that they all annoyed 12 months. Gimel. Hashemeh Shmu Rechaika, ain't it Tarach Linen called Dina Avelus? Somebody who hears a Shmu Rechaika, meaning more than 30 days, does not need to be Noyag all Dina Avelus. Eladaya Bachalitzas Minon Levad. All he has to do is take off his shoes. Umurta Bamalacha Urechitza Vesicha Vatasha Shamita Vatama Torah. And his mutter with malacha and washing and sicha, tasha shamita, he's a mutter and everything. And let's say he's not wearing shoes when he finds out about it after 30 days. Then he has to do something else to show that he found out bad news. It's recognizable what he's doing it for avelus. He has to sit on the ground for an hour. An hour's lav dafka also. Dalit. Let's say he finds out about a death on Shabbos within 30 days. That counts as day one. And then he counts 6 more days. Hey, let's say he comes to him a Shmua Kroiva on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And on Matzah Shabbos or Matzah Regal, it becomes Rechaika. Also, we have a Shabbos, I be mea regal, but dvarm shebetzina. Then on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, it's also to do anything that's normally done hidden. Lo maitze Shabbos or regal, noyeg shoachas avelos. And on maitze Shabbos and on Yom Tov, he's noyeg 1 hour avelos, come over shmua rechayka, like shmua rechayka. Vav baloi shmua kroiva b'Shabbos, who erev Yom Tov. If he finds out on Shabbos, that's erev Yom Tov, meaning Yom Tov's on a Sunday and a Monday, he finds out that somebody died. Since he's supposed to keep hidden things, it's because we know that Yom Tov stops all Shiva. So now since he found out on Shabbos about the death, so then it kicks in right away. And once it kicks in, then that's Shabbos, so it wasn't Yom Tov. So then Yom Tov knocks out the Avelus, and therefore he will not have to sit Shiva after Yom Tov. Okay, we will stop there. Again, we should never need any of these things. Shei besuras tovus, have a good chaydish and a good yar.
Made.